Vectis Radio. Vectis Radio. FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
We've got the team in, we've got Leo, we've got Sam in, and we've got a special guest. But before we introduce the special guest, we ought to lay a bit of foundation. A few months back, we met with Fran Collins from Red Funnel, and she came in to meet the four-piece students and said, how about getting our Red Funnel ambassadors involved? And we thought that was a magical idea. Last week, we met Corey. This week, we're meeting Keegan Brown. Morning, Keegan. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Now, look, I've got to ask you one question off the bat. Keegan, was your dad a fan?
Newcastle.
Yeah?
Yeah, what? Newcastle fan.
Fan of Kevin Keegan?
Fan of Kevin Keegan. And, yeah, it's ironic because football has to be my least favourite sport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? And you're actually from the island, but moved down from... Well, you're here on the island, but you grew up in Durham.
Yeah, so I was born up in the northeast, and I think I was only up there for about 3 or 4 months, and literally all I've ever known is this fantastic island that we live in.
Now, we're going to hand over to Sam, and I mean, he's got loads of questions, and Leo's joined us this week as well. He's got a load of questions as well. I just got a funny story to tell you. I know you're not into the football thing, but the Keegan thing, I just think, because he was a legend in his day, and not too far away from where we are now, I think there still is a church on the roundabout.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Back in the day, and we're probably talking 1970s for obvious reasons, there used to be a big sign up there that said, Jesus Saves, okay? And my mate, because I know, because I was there when he put it on there, he got these one of these marker pens and he daubed underneath, but Keegan puts in the rebound.
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, that is.
Now, look, we're going to find out more about darts. We're going to find out more about you. Then we're going to send you off out in the green room and you're going to get a grilling from Sam. So Sam's got some questions. But let's start off with Leo, first of all. Our non-dart player.
The non-dart player, okay. Sounds like bullseye, this does.
So, Leo, you got questions?
I have got some questions. So, I'd like to ask you a first question. Because personally, I do play darts a bit, but I play left-handed darts, and I was wondering if you've ever heard of that before, and what's your view to it?
So my view is, obviously, I'm naturally right-handed.
Yeah.
And if I put the dartboard up in the studio right now and start playing left-handed, my darts would probably hit St. Mary's Hospital. You know, that's how bad I am, you know, playing left-handed. So, you know, I always tend to play right-handed when it comes to the game.
James Wade's left-handed.
He's not bad, is he, James?
No.
Wadey's good. Yeah, he's good.
I'm left-handed.
Does it make a difference?
It's weird because there's an aspect in the science where, obviously, the left-hand side of your brain controls the right-hand side. And it's weird how obviously playing darts, Sam, as you would know, a right-hander tends to leave double 16, double 8. And it's weird how the left-hand side coordinates with the right hand.
Right.
And you favour the left-hand side doubles. And the left-hand players, exactly the opposite, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like Wade would always leave double 10, Webster would always used to leave double 10. So, yeah, so that is quite, you know.
All right, so there is a difference then.
Oh, 100%. I couldn't think nothing worse leave myself double 10. I'd always try to leave, like, anything on the left-hand side of the board.
So in a clock, Mark, I'm putting mine in a... Where's double 10?
So double 10's probably about
bottom
4
right.
o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah.
4 o'clock.
Right.
About 4 o'clock.
Right.
So yeah.
And then double 16, which is pretty much everyone's favourite double, is exactly the opposite side.
You know your stuff, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
You're a big fan of darts.
Huge fan. Yeah.
Do you think at some point maybe you and Keegan could have a match?
I don't want to lose.
Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't at the moment.
You'll be all right. He just said he's left-handed, so you've already got an advantage on him. When did you first start playing darts? How old were you?
Five, six.
Oh, crikey.
Seven.
So your parents let you have proper darts?
Yeah, so they were obviously keen darters the South, and they obviously played many years for the island. They did a lot of competitions on the mainland, and I just kind of fell into the circle as such. And what I always fascinated was the maths behind it. So obviously as a youngster, learning maths was obviously quite hard, but with me it was a bonus, because every time I wanted to play darts, I had to work out the maths. So needless to say, my maths GCSE was the best result I ever had.
So come on, what did you get? You passed, obviously.
I passed, yeah, I did pass. Yeah, so but I don't want to say, because obviously my my nephew's getting his results today, so I don't want to put a damper on his day.
Well, let's, fingers crossed they'll be fine. But I'm guessing every hour that you put in with the darts, your mind is doing the maths as well.
Oh, second nature. You know, it's absolutely second nature, where, you know, it's like muscle memory. You just get used to throwing, and because you get used to throwing, you get used to the mathematic, you know, the maths side of the game. But yeah, I think I might have only miscounted once or twice in my whole life playing darts. So
not like Jose de Sousa.
Not like my good friend Jose. But yeah, like, I've just always been fortunate where darts has always, it's always put me in good stead for life, should we say.
Okay, well, look, we're going to come back and have another question from Leo in a minute, but Sam, have you got a question?
Who's your biggest friend in darts?
Biggest friend in darts. Wow. You really know how to answer. Give me the easy questions. I've been very fortunate in darts, where I've always got along with most people. You know, you have to remember with darts, the money is won on win percentage. So if you obviously lose your first round match, you got no money.
Right.
So obviously it is a bit of a dog eat dog world as such. And, you know, the majority of the time people were fine, but, you know, Matt Campbell, Canadian, obviously dart player, he's one of my best friends, to say the very least. You know, Jose de Sousa, another fantastic. Just everyone I've ever really mixed with darts, they've all been pleasant. Mm. I've never really had a bad encounter, should we say.
Who's the person you look up to most?
Old Phil Taylor.
Oh, this—that's the—is it the fridge or no? What is it? What is he called? He's called the
power.
The power.
The power.
Oh my god! Ian, I thought
the fridge.
Job he ain't here, isn't it?
The fridge. Wow.
The fridge.
From Pele of darts, and they're calling him the fridge.
How many world titles did he win?
Oh,
16.
Yeah, 16.
14 PDC.
Yeah. Good grief. That is a lot. I would imagine he trained and he just became an expert at it, like so many people.
He was ruthless. He was absolutely ruthless, and you know, I played him in Dublin. First time I played him was in Dublin. And I won my match and he won his first round match. And I said to my wife, do you know what? I fancy beating Phil. She looked at me with, you know, a raised concern, should we say, in her face. And I thought, no, I feel confident. I feel that good. And played Phil and he kicked off with an 11 darter. So obviously darting terms, he's taken 11 darts to take out 5-1. I looked at him, I thought, do you know what? He does it to everyone. You're no different.
Yeah.
Mm. So anyway, cut a long story, nearly another six legs. I ended up doing him 6-1.
Wow.
Right? I was buzzing because, you know, he's my hero. Yeah. You know, you've beaten your hero sort of thing. And obviously my wife's dad texted her saying, oh, how did Keegan get on? And she just put 6-1. And the first thing Paul said was, well, at least he won the leg.
Which were,
it's a good game to get into. I'm just very fortunate I found a niche in it.
Yeah, brilliant, good for you. Leo, got a question?
The next question was I was going to talk about the maths, but seeing as we already discussed on that, I'm going to move on to my next question. I haven't mentioned this yet, but I am at IMVI, so I have limited sight, and I just wanted to ask you, I didn't get into darts as early as you did, but I wouldn't say I want to pursue a career in it professionally, but as a when you started learning darts, what was the thing you found most challenging about first learning it?
It was probably how to take a defeat well, because, you know, none of us likes losing, do we, at the best of times? And it was always hard when, you know, you played so well and you've just came off short, and it was making sure all your emotions don't come out altogether. And, you know, you see it in most sports, you know, when somebody misses a penalty, you can see it straight in their face. And,
yeah.
you know, darts is no different. So, you know, that's one of the hardest things to, you know, get used to the game. And, you know, I think I've always presented myself well on TV. If, you know, if I've lost a game, I've always shaked the other opponent's hand and said, well, I'll play because they play better than me. And there's no ifs or buts. But, yeah, I think the hardest thing is always learning how to take a lose in a good way rather than a bad way.
Yeah, I was always brought up, to be a good winner, you need to be a good loser.
Yeah, 100%.
So where are you at the moment? You said just now you had arthritis, and you think, crikey, that sounds painful and horrible.
Yeah, it's you know, a couple of years ago I got diagnosed with this called Sjögren syndrome. So something me and Venus Williams has got in common. So the only two sports person in the world that's got this autoimmune disease, and it affects all the salivary glands and X, Y, and Z. But unfortunately, you can get a joint pain. So my joint pain that flares up is in my right wrist and my right knuckles, which isn't the best for a right-handed dart player as such. But it's just taken, you know, one day at a time. You know, when the form's there, I appreciate it a lot more, because, you know, all it takes is to be a bit drizzly outside, and then it just flares the joints up as such.
Well, you've got to go live somewhere hot, haven't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm trying to convince my wife, but she's not having none of that at the moment.
So, I mean, are you travelling? When you play darts, I'm guessing you play anywhere and everywhere?
Yeah, so this year, well, we've opened the calendar up, so I've been playing a lot in North America. I've only just came back from Canada a couple of weeks ago, out in Newfoundland. So, yeah, with darts, it takes you all over the world. You know, when I was 6 or 7... You know, I wasn't the most confident of travelling. I wouldn't even get on the red jet, let alone anything else. And, this year alone, I think, obviously, me and my wife tallied it up. We've flown just short of about 41,000 air miles.
Good grief.
So I've literally just
all
gone
over
for
the place,
it. Yeah.
Then. So, well, like, look, thanks for coming in.
Oh, okay.
I really appreciate you. I mean, one question before we chuck you out in the green room, and that is, what advice can you give to young people that are thinking about getting into darts here on the island?
Get involved. You know, nowadays darts is trendy because obviously Luke Littler, he's brought it to the mix, and you know, even now with the youth academies that are on the Isle of Wight, go to one if you want to play darts properly. Go to a youth academy, and if you feel like you know, your game's a little bit better than the youth academy, come to an ADC vault. So I run the vaults up the Ambassador Club on a Tuesday and some Friday evenings, just to get players playing, you know, because if you get players playing, it breeds confidence, their standard rises, and we have a lot more talented youngsters on the island.
Brilliant. Can I come along? I'll just live around the corner from there.
Born and happy
to. I might come along and just... Because I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued with young people getting into dance. And I know that Sam's mentioned that he really is into it.
Yep.
Even though
been
he's
into it my whole life.
And he's so dedicated. And it's like, follow someone's progress. We're following yours. And you must find get a kick out of, you know, giving something back to young people and watching them follow their career.
100%. And you know, I've been very fortunate. You know, I've played with the best, I've beaten the best, and I've got a couple of PDC titles along the way. And do you know what, I look back now and I'm finding a niche where, you know, helping young people to get into the game, like coaching or advisor, and it's almost given me the same kick as me winning, if that makes sense.
It does. Hey, look, we've got to leave it there. We've got to go to the news. Thank you so much for coming
in.
And get ready for a grilling in the green room.